Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Tornadoes sweep across the South.
I had a lot of trees come down. They're all over the place.
Concern Iran could target Israel.
They're threatening to launch a significant attack on Israel.
Making it harder to get a gun.
Close the so-called gun show loophole.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cammy McCormick with a CBS World News Roundup. There are dangerous storms moving across the Florida Panhandle and Georgia this morning. They've already caused lots of damage in Louisiana. Reporter Tom Hansen is in Slidell.
Wow! Big, big tornado!
Forecasters say the twister that touched down in Slidell was at least an EF1, packing winds up to 110 miles an hour. The storm downed trees and power lines, shearing the roofs off of some buildings and ripping straight through others. And in Alabama, waves crashed onto the Mobile Causeway, shutting down a major stretch of the road. Parts of Texas were also submerged and hit by tornadoes.
They've gotten more than 10 inches of rain in parts of southern Georgia, and there's been serious flash flooding in Tallahassee, Florida. A political battle is brewing in Arizona, stemming from the state Supreme Court's decision to reinstate an abortion law from the 1860s. Republicans in the state legislature are blocking efforts for an immediate repeal. Janet Shamlian reports from Phoenix.
An uncertain future this morning for Arizona abortion providers.
You are now having physicians who are scared to do their job that they did without batting an eye before the overturn of Roe.
The group Alliance Defending Freedom fought for the ban.
For over 100 years, we have protected life from the moment of conception because life is a human right.
With swing state Arizona up for grabs in November, some Republicans are slamming the ruling, including Donald Trump.
Did Arizona go too far?
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out.
The Democratic governor called on state lawmakers to overturn the law, but Republicans Wednesday blocked that effort, leaving Democrats protesting.
A new Biden administration rule will require firearms dealers across the U.S. to expand background checks. CBS News correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The gun show loophole allows those who buy guns online or at gun shows to skip background checks. Those who buy guns through licensed firearms dealers are required to undergo background checks. The new rules would expand the definition of licensed firearms dealers, with an estimated 23,000 unlicensed firearms dealers who would then be required to complete background checks before a sale. The change comes in advance of next week's 25th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting. The weapons used in that attack were purchased under the gun show loophole. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
President Biden has reiterated U.S. support for Israel's security, and the U.S. is warning Iran about retaliating for an apparent Israeli airstrike. Deborah Potta has that.
When it comes to Iran, U.S. support is clear. President Biden says they will do everything they can to protect Israel after Iran's threat to retaliate following last week's bombing of its consulate in Syria.
Our commitment to Israel's security against these threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad.
An elaborate dinner at the White House last night for Japan's Prime Minister Ed O'Keefe has that.
The dinner capped a day of meetings designed to reinforce the U.S.-Japan relationship, particularly on intelligence and military matters, including a new joint air defense system with Australia. It's in response to growing Chinese aggression across the Indo-Pacific. And that focus continues today with a first-of-its-kind three-way summit between President Biden and the leaders of Japan and the Philippines. Japanese Prime Minister Kishida also plans to address Congress today.
The Prime Minister also brought 250 cherry tree saplings to replenish D.C.'s supply.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
There was a shooting yesterday in Philadelphia that shattered an end of Ramadan celebration. Aziza Shuler reports authorities are blaming it on juveniles.
You're killing your people, you're destroying your community, and it needs to stop. Put the guns down.
Muslims citywide had converged for a day of prayer in the park, which 6 hours later was strewn with shell casings. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says that the shooters were primarily juveniles. Four males and one female are in custody in connection to the shooting, including a 15-year-old boy who police say was armed and confronted a police officer.
Can't make excuses for all these kids. Some of them are out here actively engaging in gunfire, actively wanting to be involved in shootings.
Three people were shot and injured. Russia has launched another assault on Ukraine's energy system with dozens of drones and missiles as Ukraine's air defenses dwindle. Air sirens sounded in Kyiv. Ukrainian lawmakers have approved an army mobilization bill which will bolster the country's troop numbers. Dallas police say Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice faces charges including aggravated assault after he and another speeding driver caused a chain reaction crash in Dallas last month. Arrest warrants have been issued. The focus is on winning a green jacket as the Masters tees off today. Mark Slaybaugh is a senior golf reporter for ESPN.
While John Rahm's the defending Masters champion, I think Scottie Scheffler's the guy that everybody's chasing. He won a green jacket back in 2022. I don't think it's a question of whether or not Tiger's going to be in contention or Tiger's going to be in the final group on Sunday. You know, it was a year ago where he pulled out because of plantar fasciitis in his left foot. He underwent surgery on his ankle to fuse it. Such a physical challenge.
The first round has been delayed for now because of storms in Augusta. Former interpreter for Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is in negotiations to plead guilty to federal charges in a gambling investigation. Ohtani appears to be cleared. He insists he never bet on sports. Stunning artwork has been uncovered at a new excavation site in Pompeii, a Roman city buried by a volcanic eruption. Mythical Greek figures like Helen of Troy are depicted on the walls of a large banquet hall. The BBC's Jonathan Amos.
This is the biggest dig in a generation, and each day it's turning up surprises. The latest is an imposing black and white reception hall where Pompeii's elite would likely have gathered to entertain and eat. Its walls display exquisite frescoes based on events that triggered the Trojan War. Helen, the world's most beautiful woman, is seen meeting her suitor Paris for the first time.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Barbie's got her sights set on Park Place. Monica Ricks reports.
Barbie?
Wow.
Margot Robbie's moving from Barbie Land to Boardwalk. The actress and her producer husband Tom Ackerley are teaming up to make a live-action Monopoly movie. Lionsgate rolling the dice on that production, which will be based on the iconic board game, but they're keeping the plot close to its community chest. The studio is, however, banking on another blockbuster like Barbie, which made more than $1 billion worldwide. Meantime, Robbie loves her games. She's also working on a new Sims movie. That one's still in early production. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A new Gallup study looked at what makes young Americans happy. The survey of 12 to 26-year-olds found as they get older, they want happiness from their work and school. Still, many don't find it very interesting. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Cami McCormick, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.